السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من به الحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجة ابن الحسن المهدي روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. In this auspicious occasion, I would like to extend my congratulations to all of mu'mineen, to all of men, women, all of muslimin, to all of you brothers and sisters for Eid al-Fitr. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give us tawfiq and another chance to be alive in the next month of Ramadan. Only one verse of Quran I want to translate here in this gathering. At the last moment of the life of the Prophet Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, he asked all of the family and gathered and told them, Quran said, wa basaraha Ibrahimu bani, and advised them, wa ya'qub, and also his son Ya'qub. إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين. My children, my family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a religion for you. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. You must not live and die unless you are a Muslim. This is a strong statement of the Prophet Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his advice to his family among verses of Quran. It means that all of the Prophet of Allah, they were concerned about their family, about the religion of the children. And even Prophet Ya'qub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 133, mentioned that the Prophet Ya'qub in the last moment of his life, قال لبنيه, he told to his children, to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِي, what you will worship after me. قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ, we will worship your God. وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ, and worship your forefather God, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, we will remain as a Muslim. Beginning of life of some people are excellent, are great. They born as a Muslim and they worship. But the end is most important than beginning. Allahumma jal awaqib umurina khayra. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam in one hadith, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, recommended mu'mineen to recite this particular verse of Quran in their qunut, in qunut of their salat. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. After years and years being Muslim, oh Allah, keep us, our family, our children as a Muslim. And in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam verse 55 mentioned about the behavior and advice of Prophet Ismail, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرَ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةَ وَالزَّكَاةَ. He was such a person, every time he recommended, he gave advice to his family, to his sons, to his daughters, to his children, to his people, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times we ask our children, our family about their religion? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse mentioned from Luqman Hakim, he commanded, he ordered, he advised his son, Ya Bunay Aqim As-Salat, my children, my son, do not forget to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not cut your connection with masjid, with imam, with salat jum'ah, with salat jama'at. So we should also follow up Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recommend our children to be concerned about the religion of our children, our family. And the last one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tahrim asked Prophet of Islam, Rasulullah, Nabiullah, Habibullah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And addressing all of mu'mineen, all of you, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa qudaha an-nas wal hijara. Save yourself and your family from the fire of hell, which its fuel is human and stone. It means that the strong fire of the hell is waiting for the people who are not conscious, who are not concerned about the religion of the family. Who anfusakum wa ahlikum. You are responsible for the religion of yourself and for the religion of the children. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different verses of Quran mentioned behavior and advices of different prophet of God, and also about our prophet, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Yes, you born in Islamic country. You live with masjid. You are familiar with those issues, with masjid, with the different Islamic occasions. But what about your children? You take your children to such a country. They participating in different majalis, in university, in schools. How you want to guarantee their religion? Are you aware of their religion or not? Have you ever asked them about their salat, their prayer, about their zakat? وَكَانَ يَأْمُرَ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. It means that all of the Islamic action, we should check with our children. We should take them to masjid, to salat jum'ah, salat jama'ah, different programs, Islamic programs. This is the duty of mu'mineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to save ourselves and our family from the fire of the hell. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر. اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين. اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله. اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين في اليمن. اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين في البحرين. اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين في العراق. اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين في سوريا. اللهم انصر جيوش المؤمنين في فلسطين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الهاشمي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على امير المؤمنين قائد الغر المحجلين وعلى صديقه الطاهره فاطمه الزهراء سيده نساء العالمين وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب اهل الجنه. اللهم صل وسلم على ائمه المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي. بلغ مولانا الإمام الهادي المهدي القائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على
One more time, congratulations for Eid al-Fitr. I would like to appreciate all of brothers and sisters who organized 13 night programs in different centers, different masjid. All of the volunteers, all of the mu'mineen, they donated for those majalis. All of the scholars, they recited those majalis during the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you brothers and sisters. Only two short points I want to mention. I know you are very fresh and you sit here to listen 1 hour khutbah, but I want to in brief mention only two points. The first one, Amir al-Mu'minin in one sermon of Eid al-Fitr, he delivered a beautiful statement during his speech. He said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, إِنَّ يَوْمَكُمْ هَذَا يَوْمُ يُثَابٍ فِيهَا الْمُحْسِنُونَ. This is a day the good doers, the muhsinun, will be rewarded. So يَوْمُ الْفِتْر and the day of faith is the day which people waiting for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Imam said that وَهُوَ أَشْبَهُ بِيَوْمِ قِيَامِكُمْ. Eid al-Fitr, it is most similar to the day of judgment. فَذْكُرُوا بِخُرُوجِكُمْ مِنْ مَنَازِلِكُمْ إِلَى مُسَلَّاكُمْ خُرُوجِكُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. Remember, with leaving your home to masjid, the time which going out from your grave to your Lord. وَذْكُرُوا بِوُقُوفِكُمْ فِي مُسَلَّاكُمْ وُقُوفِكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّكُمْ. Remember, with stand in masjid, remember the time which you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. عباد الله, servant of Allah, إن أدنى ما للصائمين والصائمات, the smallest reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give all of mu'mineen, all of mu'minat, men and women in this day, أن يناديهم ملك في آخر يوم من شهر رمضان. One angel of God called them at the last day of month of Ramadan. أبشروا عباد الله, glad tidings to you, servant of Allah. فَقَدْ غَفَرَ لَكُمْ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ دُنُوبُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of your fasting, because of your worship, because of your a'mal during the Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all of the sins, forgive you all of your sins. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. And Imam alayhi salam continued that فَانْدُرُوا كَيْفَ تَكُونُونَ فِي مَا تَسْتَعْنِفُونَ. And look and plan for your future and see how you will be in future. So Imam alayhi salatu wa salam gave us an example. Your presence in masjid is like a day which all of creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difference is that In Eid al-Fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of mu'mineen and mu'minat. All of the people who paid attention to the month of Ramadan. All of the mu'mineen and mu'minat, they were fasting during the month of Ramadan. And they worship and they make it important. So in such a day, we receive reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the smallest reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of their sin, small or big. This is the bisharat and glad tiding of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. The second point I would like to share with you about the situation of some Islamic countries. Unfortunately, some Muslims in different countries, they spend month of Ramadan with difficulty. Under air attack in Yemen, after 120 days, they are suffering from bombing. They are suffering from instability of the country. And the country which called themselves as the Khadim al-Haramain al-Sharifain showed that it is not Khadim, it is Khain lil-Muslimin. Because even in the month of Rajab, which is the one of the months which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make haram in a war, in a fighting, the continued war. And even in month of Ramadan, as the month of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they continued war and removed the mask from their face. And unfortunately, the non-stability expanded to different countries. People in Kuwait, for the first time, they martyred 25 of mu'mineen, they martyred in masjid. In the day of Qadr, in the day of Jum'ah, during the Salat Jum'ah, shows that they are not Muslim. Our enemy are not Muslim. They are like Muslim. They covered themselves behind Islam. They are not Muslim. And our enemy, non-Muslim enemy, support them, give them weapon, give them money, give them information to destroy face of Islam. We should be vigilant. We should be understand that our enemy is not our brother in other sect, in other mazhab. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. We should consider each other as the brother. All of this Muslim in Ahl Sunnah school and Shia and all of them. And I think in this time we need unity more than before. We need vigilant more than before. We should be careful more than before. And inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to first have a basira and understanding about the issue which happened in different Islamic countries. And then support all of mu'mineen and all of madlumeen and oppressed people around the world. This is the duty which Islam put under our shoulder. I don't want to continue speech. I know during the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you listen at least 39 speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us such a unity. Alhamdulillah, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000, 2,000 people, alhamdulillah, gathered in one masjid, same time. This is the things which Aimma alayhim salam will happy. Alhamdulillah, we transfer to another phase of progress, which making the new project. Inshallah, this new project we started to build is the project belong to all of Muslimin. It's not belong to only to IC. This is for all of the Muslimin. We are going to build the biggest masjid of the United States, inshallah. And inshallah, with your help, with your donation, with your support, inshallah, we will build it, we will make it as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your rizq, increase your livelihood, and inshallah give you tawfiq to do donation, inshallah, and make baqiyatu salahat for yourself. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Allahumma ihfiz maraji'ana. Allahumma ihfiz zaimana wa qa'idana. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa ahlah. Allahumma ansur man nasar ad-din. Allahumma akhdhul al-kufra wa nifaqa wa ahlah. Allahumma ij'al awaqib umurina khayra. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد